Good afternoon and welcome to Mars Bar. You are joining me here on September 26th. My name is Marcy Latimer. I'm your host here for Mars Bar. Once again, this is September 26th, 2021. We do appreciate you joining us here. And I always like to start with a prayer. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. I actually found this prayer off of the President Trump's Prayer Team Facebook page. I really enjoy this page a lot because President Trump is my president. And anybody who's on the conservative-minded I just want to say that you can hear this. Father, please open the eyes of those who saw and still see President Trump as a misfit and someone who does not know or love you. Please open the eyes of Americans to what Biden is trying to do as he makes decisions that are not good for America and Americans. Father, the current president, and I say that loosely, by the way, but this is reading off of the page because I don't call him my president. The current president does not appear to know you. He fights for the deaths of innocent babies and pushes you out of our schools and our country and towards godless socialism and communism. Father, please make people all over the world aware of the lies that are coming from the mainstream news and from leftist politicians. Father, close the mouths of politicians who speak lies and the people who spread those lies. Let them see with their eyes and know with their mind what is good and right and what is godless and satanic. Holy Spirit, bring revival to Americans before it is too late. We understand that you know what is best for us in order to accomplish your will and what must be done and what must happen. Help us to put our complete faith and trust in you, no matter what things look like on the surface. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen. I really like that prayer. I agree with it wholeheartedly. So thank you very much. And if you agree, please say amen. Yeah, we need more prayer in the country, especially with what is going on. And just as the prayer was saying, to have God shine a light on all the corruption and make sure that everything goes back to the way it should be. And perhaps this is God's will, but we have to put him first. If we put God first, all things will follow. I always agree with that. And I also want to just say for you joining me here on Mars Bar, we thank you very much. And of course, you can always visit us, and this is for EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsradio.com. Thank you again for joining us, and you can also visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com, or please consider planting a seed in our ministry and sign up and become a monthly patron for exclusive perks. You can go to https://. I wish I could write this on here. Patreon.eamedia.online. So if you want to do that, you can always go to eternalaffairsmedia.com. And please, of course, consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsor link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless. So yesterday, the 25th, was President Trump's Save America rally in Georgia. And I love this quote. I'm going to say what President Trump said. I just love this quote. He said how the mainstream media doesn't like him, and they always say he has a big mouth. He says, "I don't have a big mouth. I have a mouth that tells the truth." That's exactly what I see in him, our 45th president of the United States. And the man who rightly should be in the White House as a second term president right now. I believe he won the 2020 election, and I believe that the audits in Arizona are showing that Arizona was obviously the victim of complete election fraud, and that's just the first state to reveal that audit. We're going to have other states follow suit. So that was revealed officially that there was cheating from the Democrats. And it's not a surprise. It's just unfortunate that we couldn't have shown this sooner. So I just pray to God that everything else will be revealed in time and people will have eyes wide open to what is going on. So the corruption runs deep, as we know. And, oh, I also want to, I actually recorded a video. I'm hoping that you can hear this because I've never tried this before on my show where I have a soundbite from actually President Trump at a Save America rally. He's talking about the Russian hoax. And I just love this. It's just about a minute and a half, but I want to let you hear this if it's going to be able to be heard. Listen to this.
Paid for by the Democrats and paid for by Hillary Clinton and some others, the big Steele dossier. Remember Steele? That was written, turned out to be a total fake document. They made up all the stories. Thank goodness, because there were a couple in there that I didn't like. And the lawyers for the Democrat Party, Michael Sussman, he was just fired. And he was just fired and arrested for what he did. And you have another one, Mark Elias. He's no longer with Perkins Coie, which is the big law firm that the Democrats, I guess they probably got him the hell out of there because it was getting too hot. It's a disgrace. And let me tell you something. Just like they tried on the 2016 election with a totally fabricated con job, what they did in 2020 was far worse, and much more sophisticated, more highly sophisticated. They worked on this for 4 years, and we were given a few weeks to find out what they did. We knew it was fake. We knew what they were doing, but we were given a very small part of time. We didn't get any help from Mitch McConnell. We didn't get any help from that guy. They attacked and cheated on our elections, and they did it right here in Georgia also, right here in Georgia.
Yeah, so he's, of course, referring to Mitch McConnell not helping. He was calling out Republicans as rhinos. A lot of them are Republicans in name only, as you know. That term, unfortunately, had no backbone to stand up against all the crime and the fraud and the election hoax. And, oh, of course, going back to 2016, the Russian hoax, as he just said, the lawyer was just arrested because it was proven, finally, that that was fake. And everything's going to be proven in time. And that's the whole thing about this. They cannot continue to cheat and cheat and cheat and get away with it. Eventually, it will catch up to them and everything will be revealed in time. And I just have faith that we're going to hear good news soon. So we just have to keep faithful and move on. But I love Trump. I just think he's great because, once again, as he even said, he doesn't have a big mouth. He has a mouth that tells the truth. Great quote. I'm going to put that up on my own Facebook page that I administer called Daily Dose of Trump. I love that. That is going to go up there for sure. Great quote. We love to be truth seekers and we have to stick together here and stand proud Americans who are truth seekers and who just want to do the right thing. We have to stand together and don't back down. So speaking of lies, what is going on at Rio Grande, the crisis at the border crisis in the Rio Grande, unbelievable with all the Haitians, thousands and thousands of Haitians setting up camps there. And apparently the Border Patrol agents on horses are using their lassos. Well, that makes sense because what they're calling them, of course, whips. They could be called whips, I guess, whips or lassos, to keep people away from horses. That's why they use them. And the fake news media and people on the left, like Maxine Waters, comparing it to slavery and racism. Of course, that's what they do. They use the racist talking points, typical of the Democrats. Maxine Waters, of all people. I mean, here she is again. She's absolutely despicable. She just keeps crying wolf all the time. And yeah, she's doing this and trying to make it sound like the Border Patrol agents on horses are being racist by using whips. That's not what happened at all. They were using the whips or lassos, whatever you want to call them, to keep people away from the horses. That's what they were doing. They were not whipping any of these Haitian people. No, they were not. And of course, the Democrats and the Biden administration are degrading the law enforcement who are trying to protect our borders. And they're saying, they're demonizing the Border Patrol agents. These are people who are doing very hard work and don't deserve to be called out on fake news like that. Just, again, spewing a lot of lies. So that was something that was going on in the mainstream media this week. Also, the other thing, of course, is the amazing woke agenda still being spewed by the left, the disgusting rants. They're trying to censor people like Nicki Minaj, which is interesting because Nicki Minaj, of course, always been kind of a liberal Hollywood elite herself. And then suddenly she's now awakening to the fact that, wait a minute, people are censoring me just because I said that I want to do research. She wants to do research on vaccines before she thinks that it's a good idea for people to get it. So she is telling people, do your research. And now, of course, she's being vilified and they're trying to censor her on, I think I mentioned this last week, in fact, on my show, but it's continuing. And every day it's gotten worse and they're doing more damage to her reputation. And I mean, it's just interesting because these are people who were banded together as the Hollywood elites and spewing the same liberal talking points. And now suddenly the tables have turned. Suddenly she's feeling it for herself where she's being censored just because she's actually trying to get the truth out and doing research, as she said. She didn't say not to get it. She said, do your research. I personally won't be getting it until I know what's going on in my body. That's a great thing. That's great what she was saying. So I think it's great. More and more people like that are beginning to open their eyes to what's going on. And perhaps they will figure out that what the conservatives have been doing all along, trying to get their own research in the news, regardless of what the topic might be. I think because we don't trust the mainstream media because it's such fake news all the time, unfortunately, and the leftist talking points. So we have to rely on ourselves to do the research. So I think it's actually really great to have more people like her represent because they're going to be awakening to the fact that, oh, maybe they weren't conspiracy theorist after all, because of course that's one of the things they always would call us, a conspiracy theorist, if we come up with something opposite of what they think. So it's just, I think, an awakening that's going on, and this woke society really needs to be put in place and just get more truth out there. People need to stand strong and they need to make sure that they don't back down on what they believe is true, and the truth seekers need to unite. So I think this is actually a good thing. So if more people will be brave, like Nikki, great. That's fantastic. It's really good. So we need more people to do that and band together. So I just wanted to thank you again for joining me here. And I appreciate you listening to me here on Mars Bar. We will, of course, see you again next Sunday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and get more information out there. But just stay strong, stand strong for your beliefs, and don't back down. And remember, don't comply just because they're telling you to do something. If it's not feeling right to you, don't do it, because they only have control over us if we comply. All right. So thank you so much once again for joining me here. And God bless. Have a wonderful weekend. And stand strong, America.